Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Good morning. It is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie and James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera. Get used to it. It's a Friday in almost the summer. So it's a classic Joey D just disappears for the day. And it's my benefit. I get to hang out with you guys. We're from Borgata, beautiful Borgata. We're on YouTube. Check us out. Good morning, John. Richie Rich. How you doing, pal?
Hello there, Jimmy. Once upon a time in America, we
I thought you were going to say once upon a time in 94. Sorry.
No, I wasn't. Once upon a time in America, like 1851-ish, we had a coin called a trime.
Oh, really?
Was had a coin in America that was called a trime. It was
was
a 3 cent.
Was it a triangle dime?
No, a 3 cent piece. Apparently, they changed the price of stamps to 3 cents.
Oh, wow. So they had to adjust.
So it was really a problem. Everyone's got 3 pennies everywhere all the time. So they made these trimes, and they were worth 3 pennies. And it was they were all the rage for a little bit, but they were smaller than pennies, and they were silver. And they tarnished, and they got really ugly, and people called them fish scales, and they were small, 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 so small that people lost them, and they were annoyed with them more than anything. So they, and then stamps didn't cost 3 cents anymore. So everyone's like, what do I do with the 3 cent coin? So trimes didn't last long.
Honestly, that is a fantastic fact. Really great. I can't believe that
I've never heard of a trime.
In my history as a 43-year-old man that I've never heard of a trime before, if it was a piece of U.S. currency. Strong
sure
work,
was.
John. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Less strong work. The Phils last night. You see what I did there? Pretty good. Pretty good.
Good transition. He's a pro.
John, we'll start with you. Obviously, a disappointing game last night. They failed to sweep out the Nationals. And the Johan Rojas play at the end, it didn't ultimately factor in the decision of the game, but a symbol of stupidity and bad baseball that this team has played. And really, look, last night, if you really want to boil it down, I mean, they lost because of defense more than anything. I mean, that one bad inning, Harper, Turner, Marchand, whatever the miscommunication was there, just ultimately cost them. And, this team seems like they're getting on a roll, and then they have a night like that. Where you at, Johnny?
Well, that was incredibly sloppy. It was incredibly frustrating. I am incredibly angry right now, based on what I saw. Last night had me screaming at the television saying, bench Rojas. Rojas needs benched. Someone needs to make an example of Rojas. And, oh, but wait, Rojas is batting 300 now. And Brandon Marsh is nowhere to be found.
Hey, he had a big day down in Lehigh Valley.
Yeah, I
yesterday.
Got you. But he's not up here where we can access him yet. And it's almost like we don't have the extra bandwidth to be able to even bench Rojas. We can't afford that. Something needs to change, but I don't think it's Rojas needs to sit down because he's actually playing well offensively for us, despite the fact that he seems to miss more balls than I can ever imagine an athletic center fielder getting close to. I'm not ready to give up on this team, though. I'm frustrated. I'm mad. I know something needs to be different. I know that they are struggling with their whole mindset. You know, they were told at the beginning of this season, no more daycare stuff, and they're trying to readjust the way they, you know, think about the game, I guess, as a team. Their personality as a team changed this year. They were all business this year. And as a result, they're not as comfortable in their own skin as a team as they've been. Look, I am so sick of watching terrible baseball. I am so sick of watching dumb baseball. That was some of the dumbest baseball we've seen in a long time. And I'm not the expert. Like, I'm not like a purist on baseball. Holy cow, though. I'm screaming at the TV saying that is so incredibly stupid. That costs us the game. Like, we can't play baseball like this. And that seems like that's the regular. I'm screaming at the TV regularly now, and that can't continue. So how does this team pull themselves out of this? It something has to happen. Something has to change. I think it's mindset. I don't know how they get this thing to the right place, but I know if this team somehow gets it together enough to qualify for the playoffs, if they get hot, they could win this whole thing. I'm getting farther and farther from being able to count on even making the playoffs. You know, I know that we're good enough to win the whole thing. Maybe if we can somehow get it together to be consistent enough to put together a regular season that qualifies us. That's not comforting, though. That's troubling. I am frustrated and troubled about where this team sits right now, and it could be a tank of a year, man. Like, what happens if this thing goes south? Look, when I look at Alec Bohm's face, I think if that demonstrates anyone else's investment right now on this team, we are in trouble. Like, he is not in a good place. When I watch Bryce Harper mope, Bryce Harper, the leader of this team.
I don't think he's the leader of this team.
Oh, you're right. Well, Kyle Schwarber.
You know what? I don't want to hear that.
More the
I don't want to hear that.
At this point.
Bryce Harper has to be the leader of this team. Like, I don't care about that anymore. Like, you are the most famous player on the team. You are the best player on the team. You're the guy who's going to be in Cooperstown someday. Like, enough of Rhea, I get your point. I'm not ripping you with this. Like, I agree with what you're saying.
I felt like it was
I don't
an attack.
Think that totally not, man. I'm sorry. Bryce does, like, you're right, because he does not stand up that way. But, like, enough of that. Like, stand the hell up.
Well, right now, Bryce isn't.
I agree with you, Rhea. You're not wrong. I'm furious about it.
No, like, I know what you're saying. I agree with you.
I don't think this team can get to where they want to be unless that guy steps up.
His body language is terrible.
It's atrocious. Like, how long is this guy? He's a 14-year pro.
Yeah.
That part's crazy. The part that it can be so impetuous at times, it just looks different than what I would expect from a guy who's been around as long as he's been around. That's insane to me.
And that permeates
the immaturity does trickle down.
When you are
immature at the top and you've got guys who trend that direction, like Alec Bohm, it gives them license to get more immature. Yeah, it's an immature mindset for this team right now, where they seem to almost be in their own way. Woe are we, and we can't get out of our way. That is what the Phillies are doing right now, but they did win that series. I mean, that was the Nationals, though. And I was told the Nationals were scrappy. It might be tough. I watched the Nationals play, and they are indeed
like
bad. They are a different tier than what we are.
Win team. Yeah.
That's the thing. We have so much talent. We are not out of it. We are at risk of missing the bus to the playoffs, though. I know it's early, incredibly early, but the mindset matters, and if we don't get our mindset straight soon, we're going to be in trouble.
So, you know me, I'm how many years have we been doing this show? I'm Mr. like, don't overreact to the early season in baseball. I usually wait until June 1st until I really, you know, really get aggressive about how I feel about things. Like, I've seen a month, like, this team's not good enough. I'm sorry. Like, can they get it together? Yeah, of course. Like, we know baseball is weird like that. And if you make it into the playoffs and your bats are hot, like, you can win it all. But I just don't see this team as currently constructed being good enough to do that. Like, the bullpen, not good enough. The way they play...
Well, that's for sure.
And also...
But I feel like that is the easiest to address.
It's the easiest thing to fix.
Look, I'm incredibly worried about Dave Dombrowski. Like, I'm wondering...
Well, this is all time you're on the clock time for Dave Dombrowski.
I have gone from absolute belief... You know, like Howie Roseman-esque.
Not in the same ballpark.
Well, when we're playing in the World Series.
Yeah, there was a moment.
Like, wow, we're gonna be doing this with
Dave,
regularity. No, this guy is always, he's always got a plan, and he can bring us back to this point every year. And now it's not happening every year. Now I'm wondering what the heck this combination of players might just be wrong. This group of guys might not be good enough. That for strange reasons, like they just don't jibe right. They don't mesh properly. That there is a problem, and I don't even know. I don't know where to start. I don't know how to streamline this thing to figure out where to weed out the things that are worst.
215-592-9494 to get on the Phillies. I'm with you. So it's not, the bullpen is not good enough, but I look at this team, and this team isn't good enough defensively. They are a mess right now. There is no focus out there. I mean, Trey Turner, it's like every night the guy that makes a boneheaded decision defensively. How about Trey Turner stealing bases? What happened to that? Does the guy ever run? He was on base three times last night with three opportunities to run. And he's just like stationary on first base. And oh, by the way, slap hitter Trey Turner. Like, I know he got three hits last night. Could he have had three less impactful hits? Little bloops over the second baseman. Like, they didn't sign this guy for $300 million to be a 280 singles hitter with a under, like, his slugging percentage is lower than his on base percentage. May 2nd, the guy's slugging percentage is lower than his on base percentage. That is unacceptable. Bryce Harper has been a lifeless player for the last few weeks. Like, he's supposed to be not just the best player on the team, but to Rhea's point, like, this team is not going anywhere unless that guy steps up and leads them somewhere.
Gotta be your superstar.
That's what he's here for. Exactly right. That's what he's here for.
And I'm not overly thrilled with Rob Thompson either.
Well, so that's where I was going to go next, because Rhea, I'm right there with you. I'm starting to get to the point, Rhea, I don't know if you agree, and John was just kind of hitting on it, change. Like, I'm not at fire Rob Thompson yet, but like, for the first time this season, I've started to think maybe they need a new voice in there.
How do you not pinch hit for Marshawn
Oh, unbelievable. I don't know what the hell he was thinking.
I mean, the guy's hitting like 100.
The dumb baseball. The dumb baseball has to be addressed.
Has to fall on someone, right?
It has to be blamed on someone. Yeah, and if you're essentially the head coach, in my lexicon,
yes, sure.
If you're the head coach,
he's the head coach,
you're
the
guy who's responsible for making sure, you know, the center quarterback exchange is intact. You're the guy responsible for making sure the play gets off. Rob Thompson is not making sure these guys get the plays off. Like, Rob Thompson is not making sure these guys have a clear mind or a clear plan of what to do defensively, like, before the ball is hit. It feels like things are eroding and things are deteriorating. Our level of focus has deteriorated as other things distract. And what pulls it back? If it's not Bryce Harper, you know, maybe it's Kyle Schwarber, who does seem to continue to just be able to grow his game somehow.
He's like the one player.
Despite,
he continues
to
work on
his
game and improve. Would have thought
he's actually
evolved,
leading our team on base percentage now. Like, he does. Yeah, he actually. I really appreciate Kyle Schwarber, and I wish that Bryce Harper could be more like that.
215-592-9494. Where are you at on the Phillies? A lot on the table here. Is this team good enough? I know we're only a month into the season. I know anything can happen. It's a long season. We get those caveats. But are they good enough as currently constructed? Because I don't think they are. I do not think the team that we see before us on a nightly basis right now is good enough to actually go on a run and win the World Series. And the Rob Thompson thing. This is the first time I wake up in a morning this season and I say, should he be the manager? I'm starting to question it.
It is the WIP Morning Show. A little Queen and David Bowie to start your day off. Good job, Dan Wilson, back in the studio. James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, Rhea Hughes, Devin Caney hanging out from Borgata, reacting to a frustrating Phillies night. You heard Rhea in the update there mention what Rob Thompson had to say about Yoan Ross. So hear the actual audio of Rob. I want to hear what Richie, Rhea, and Devin have to say about Rob Thompson's, semi-non-excuse for Yohan Rose. Go ahead, John.
Do your ears get completely clogged up this time of year?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I never
mine do.
Do that.
I don't know if it's this time of year, but they certainly do.
Could be allergies.
Good times.
It's absolutely
my allergies have been crazy.
There's no question it's allergies. And I don't know if it's like I'm getting older, so my allergies are changing and they're getting worse or what. But if I don't constantly like Flonase myself, my ears clog off.
Wow.
Like they shut off.
That must be incredibly frustrating.
It is.
Does Flonase clear them out?
Well, yeah. I
didn't know. I feel like that. I've never done that before.
Somehow through the years, I've like isolated Flonase as being the allergy medication that seems to work the best at stopping the ear thing. But if I leave the ears go, like I end up having to go to the urgent care, and I told you, I talked to the one time, I remember, Joe, I had to go in and do the Joe thing where they like bore into the wax that has built up in your ear with a water thing, like a water pick, like spray through the
That's
wax.
That's good for
buildup.
You though. You're supposed to do that.
Well, it was
like every so often,
I guess. I needed to because I couldn't hear anymore. Like it was just completely blocked off. And now to stop that from happening, I am completely dependent on Flonase.
Yeah, so I hate to tell you this. I have no allergies.
No, come on. Are you serious?
I don't get like stuffed up when there's pollen out. Like I don't have any issues
with that.
I'm not allergic to food. Like I got lucky, I guess, is really, I think the way it is. Like, I don't think there is like a, I don't think we know the science behind allergies as well, where it's like why you get the allergies. So yeah, I'm very lucky. So I can't relate, but here's what I'll say.
I'm so mad at you.
I
get rashy.
I sympathize. It sounds horrible.
I get tackled on grass and I have psoriasis.
So I do have like skin. My skin gets super dry. You've seen. I have patches on my skin. So it's not like I'm like devoid of my own issues. But I just don't have any allergy issues with the breathing and all that. So I sympathize for you. It sounds horrible. Thank you for letting everyone know what you go through on a daily basis. Poor man.
Sounds horrible.
This man, poor
can't
man.
Relate,
can't relate. Poor man. That's where I'm at.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I do sympathize.
I empathize. You know?
Thanks, man.
Yeah, 215592. 9494. Coming up in a minute.
And if anyone else has this issue,
let us know. If you have a solution. Yep.
I just don't want to be doing this.
You don't want to be dependent on Flonase for the rest of your life, right? And, yeah, exactly.
And it's now year round. Like, I'm afraid year round that if I don't keep using it, I'm gonna be unable to hear.
215-592-9494. For any allergy experts out there, any people who have gone through this who have found solutions, let's help John out today. Coming up in a minute, speaking of allergies, you might be allergic to hearing
allergy less Jimmy Seltzer.
Yeah, you might be allergic. I might be allergic to hearing Rob Thompson talk about Yohan Rose. That's coming up in a minute. First, let's go to the phones. Let's start out on the phones in Downingtown with our guy Paul. Paulie.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey,
Hi, Paul.
Really quick on allergies, John. If you have a local beekeeper, eating local fresh honey does help over time.
I've been
you, like,
trying
a
that.
A little bit of resistance. It's really weird, but it does. I'm kind of like James. I don't really, you know, I feel bad for those people, but my cousin is the one that told me this, and slowly over the course of time, that's made a little bit of a difference.
Really? Okay, good. Because I have started that this year. I'm doing honey, and if I see local honey anywhere,
you just buy it.
I'm likely to buy it and try it. And
also very good for the bees. Got to save the bees.
Yeah. Oh, big on the bees.
Got to support the local honey maker.
I like that.
Keep the bees away from me.
No. Yes. But as long as they're in the flowers and pollinating and the magic. Oh, yeah. Keep them away from Rhea. Yeah. I agree with that. Well, hold on real quick. That is one of those things, having a kid, and I'm sure you both went through this, where you don't know until it happens.
Oh, again. Yeah, no.
So I'm, like, terrified. Like, it gets stung by a bee. It's like, oh, race her to the hospital because we don't have an EpiPen.
He came home from camp one day with three Band-Aids on his neck. I'm like, why? He goes, oh, I got stung by a bee. And I went,
oh, my God.
And he goes, yeah, well, they put some stuff on and put some Band-Aids.
Fine,
I was like, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, go ahead, Paul.
No, that's right. And with kids, you know, there's going to be a time where they're on a first-name basis with the emergency room personnel, and it's okay. It's part of growing
okay.
up.
It's okay. That's right.
It doesn't
All right,
mean
what
you're
do you
a
got?
Bad parent. It doesn't mean anything. It's just part of growing up.
Thanks, Paul. Know? What do you got on the Phillies?
But the Phillies, what I'm worried about here, you know, if I'm Middleton, is I want to know what the plan is. You know, how are we going to get creative to make this team a contender? Because what I'm watching right now is adventures in the infield, and it's like a disease that's spreading. And I want to know, like, what we're going to do to put a stop to that, what the plan is. And then what I'm really concerned about, if I'm Middleton, is I'm looking at two different windows. I have the immediate window with the current roster, and then I have all this potential, you know, down the pike in the window. And I don't want the roster, the current, and all the contracts right now. If there's no way to blend these two things, if there's no way to make it one window, I want to know how
you
it is.
You have to commit to a window is what you're thinking, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And so I think it's fair, especially with how much, Paul, they've already committed to this window with the contracts and the years, especially because as a result of those contracts, I mean, it's not like Bryce Harper's going anywhere anytime soon. It's not like Trey Turner's going anywhere soon. It's not like Aaron Nola's going anywhere anytime soon.
What
like,
if we open those windows up? What if we to put Turner on the market and even we're willing to – and I'm being serious now, because if we're so out on this team, and I kind of am. I mean, I'm Chicken Little right now. I'm pissed, and maybe I'm not doing my best thinking. But I'm willing to move Trey even if I have to eat some salary. And I'm willing to move Harper just to get, you know, for whatever I can get. Same with Nola. I am ready to unload this team if we can't make it a championship roster, because the worst thing that could happen
is as they get
old, players and these salaries affect the team that could be 5, 6, 7 years from now.
Yeah,
and,
Paul, I'm not there yet, but I don't disagree with where you're heading. Paul, it says he has a life question real quick.
I really do. My mom's 75th birthday is May 11th, this Mother's Day. I'm flying out to Portland to be with her, to spend some time with her, but I'm clueless. I've never been to Portland.
Ah.
I'm not the best birthday guy anyway, but, you know, it's 75. You know, it's an important birthday, and it's Mother's Day, and I really would just like some ideas to knock, you know, just to knock her socks off.
Paul.
And I'm just clueless.
All right, so, Paul, great call. We're going to help you, and we will have the audience help you. What a thought. Let's help Paul out. We'll get into that. So start the minds thinking about potential, what he could do, 75th.
So mom's birthday,
Mother's
Day. So
in
double,
Portland. Okay. So let's give that some thought. Coming
like
up in 1 minute, speaking of thought, I want to get your thoughts on what Rob Thompson had to say about Johan Rojas's just absurd blunder in the ninth last night. But first, John Ritchie.
Mother's Day is coming soon on May 11th. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. It's also one of the busiest days of the year at restaurants. This year, skip the insanely busy, overpriced fixed menus at the restaurant and show mom you love her with a homemade meal prepared by you from Wild Fork Foods. The Wild Fork Forkies can help you prepare an amazing meal for mom. You'll impress her with a variety of surf and turf options. Pick up Angus New York strip steak, only $13.48 per pound, or Brazilian beef tenderloin, only $10 per pound. For the surf, how about two lobster tails, only $15.96, or extra large Argentine red shrimp? I mean, these things are so huge. $11.50 per pound. We did the jumbo lump crab cakes at Easter, and they were incredible. They even have you covered for dessert with chocolate lava cakes. They have two different kinds. There's an ongoing debate as to which is better at my house. Creme brulee and then the New York-style cheesecake is incredible. Make Mother's Day memorable with the help of Wild Fork. Visit their Neshaminy store or one of their other greater Philadelphia locations, or shop online for same-day delivery. Visit WildForkFoods.com today.
All right, last night, for those missed it, if you're just waking up, in the ninth inning, Phillies down 4-2, Rojas up with two outs, rips a ball down the line, races around the bases. Clearly, they're down two runs, could have stopped at second, stretches it into a triple, was safe, barely. It was challenged. He was safe, but really an unnecessary
incredibly
risk. Could have lost the game in that moment.
Reckless.
When the run itself is meaningless.
There's
like,
there's no way a coach is signaling Rojas.
There is not a single coach on the planet who wanted him to do that. Here's what Rob Thompson had to say after the game.
What did you think of Rojas stretching that into a trouble?
Yeah, that's something I'll talk to him about tomorrow, because can't make, it's a little too close for me.
A little?
Yeah.
He shouldn't even have had the thought in his mind, and that's part of this team. Like this,
they play
team,
like they don't have thoughts in their
and
mind.
And they play
that's
like
that's the problem. Why does they need to have more thoughts in their mind? Forethought in your mind. Have a plan. Have a plan for baseball.
And at what point does this come back on the manager? Is the manager not have his team mentally ready to play? 215-592-9494.
No, the best part about that, James and I, you and I were looking at it before the show. The replay on TV went to the dugout, and the look on Castellanos' face—he
was like, "What the hell?" Like, especially because Rojas did the little thing when they
there was
like,
no excitement in that dugout,
and no one responded because they were like, "You moron!" Yeah. They all knew, and I need Rob Thompson to have some freaking fire about this. You just heard it. Well, a little too close for me. No, be like, he can't do that. Like, stand up in the media, not just in the locker room. I don't care. Like, he never criticizes his players. You have to do that as a head coach sometimes. As a manager, you have to be willing to do that. It's the WIP Morning Show from Borgata. The Twitter poll question of the day is sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin Certified One-Owner Pre-Owned Pickup Trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Question today, do you think the Phillies team, this Phillies team as currently constructed, is good enough to win the World Series? A, yes. B, no. We'll check the results later in the show. As of right now, I do not think this team is currently constructed is good enough to win the World Series.
Brush it up a little bit with some bullpen help. I mean, like, major overhaul of mindset.
Yep.
And this team, if it gets hot, well, if it qualifies for the postseason, it needs to do that first and foremost, because you are at risk. When you play as poorly as you did last night, you're at risk of not making it.
The bullpen could be a lot better in September because of
Ranger. Who knows how that plays out?
That starting rotation, I'm a little, I don't like the bullpen right now. It stinks, but there are a lot of other things that got to get cleaned up.
Devin, where are you at with this Phillies team?
I mean, I get that they have had frustrating moments, and, I understand the past few postseasons have left fans, wanting more, and I think it'll really come down to what happens, towards the end of the season and in the fall. But you have to put things into perspective. Like, the Phillies are second place in the NL East right now. They're 17-14. Last year at this time, they were 20-11. Year before that, 15-16. Year before that, 14-17. Like, it's not like they're, 5-20. Four, whatever adds up to 31 games, because that's how many games they played.
Hold on, there's a reason.
5-24 is.
I'm bad at math.
It's not that 29. Bad.
I could identify that as terrible math instantly. Yeah, but that was really bad.
So it's not like they're 5-26.
We're talking about
there
arithmetic.
You go. There you
Wait,
go.
You're talking about 5 + 2
through 31 games.
And look, I get, and Devin, I don't think it's a bad point to point out they haven't played horrible baseball. But
like the previous caller saying that they should trade Bryce Harper and Trey Turner.
Not
like,
yet.
What are
but
we talking
I
about?
Think he was talking about moving forward. If they don't get it done this year,
they got to break
then
it up.
I think they do have to 100%. Do something like that. Whether it's they have to break. Like,
look, Bryce Harper is part of the problem.
Yeah, I'm not saying Bryce. I probably wouldn't trade Bryce, but at the same time, like, I do think that our caller Paul's point is that if this group can't get it done this year, I think it's time to consider blowing it up. And I don't think he's necessarily wrong. I'm not saying I would definitely do that yet, but I do think there is a discussion about it because, look, this group's getting older. Like, every single one of these guys is past their physical prime. Mm. Trey Turner is turning 32 in a month. Bryce Harper is, what, 32? I mean, Nick Castellanos is 32.
Is it really Bryce Harper's 14th season?
We're talking late 20s, like 27, 28. That is your physical peak in baseball. Like, even Alec Boehm is past his physical
29,
peak.
Right?
Also, by the way, hasn't homered in 40 games or whatever.
Amazing.
No. He hasn't homered since last September.
I know. I was a good since last September 20th.
Last September 20th.
I think it's 40.
The guy's 6'6". He's a giant. How do you not hit it out of the park since last September, man?
And other than Kyle Schwarber, to the point you made earlier, and coming to the phones in a minute, other than Kyle Schwarber, like, who on this team has gotten better offensively year to year? Who is getting better? Nobody.
Stott seems like he's a little bit better because of the injury.
Honestly, I know the base running was a problem last night. Johan Rojas has at least been not a black hole as a hitter,
but he's reverted defensively. We can't get the guy to play great defense and actually hit at the same time.
Same with Trey Turner, to be fair.
But that is what happens. It's almost like there's a trade-off. Like it's almost like you only have so much bandwidth as an athlete. I'm telling you from my personal experience, and I know this might be crossing it weird, but when I would focus more on, I don't know, my hand position for my ISO blocks, my pass routes would suffer. You know, like you've got different facets of your game that you have to pay attention to. There's technique involved in every one of them. And there are times when you improve in one area, the others fall off.
My other point, Richie, you said that this team doesn't think. I actually think it's the complete opposite problem. I think this team is thinking way too much, both at the plate and in the field, and I think that that's their problem. Maybe not everyone, but for a lot of the guys, I think that that is the issue. They have too much analytics and information in their brain, and they're not able to see the entire game clearly because they're not oversimplifying it. And they need to just clear their heads, take a deep breath, and focus on, you know, one thing at a time. I think that that is the issue, and that's why we're seeing that, you know, Rojas making a mistake, but then hitting it, and Trey Turner doing well on offense and doing poorly in the field. I think that it's paralysis by overanalysis. I think it's too much information.
215-592-9494. It could be that. It could be they're not good enough. And that's the question we're asking today. 215-592-9494. Plus, when you call in today, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Elvis Costello and the Imposters with Charlie Sexton on September 19th, right here at the Borgata Event Center in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Tickets. Visit Ticketmaster.com. And the way you can win that, today in 2008, the iconic movie Iron Man came out. And in honor of Iron Man, John, Devin, Rhea, I want you to give me a title that has man, woman, boy, or girl in it. So we're going male, female. I guess male or female in the title. You just don't see that often. But man, woman, or you could be men, women, obviously the plural of it. But man, woman, boy, or girl. John Ritchie, give me an example, like Iron Man, of a title. It could be a movie. It could be a book. It could be a song.
Iron Man is such a good movie.
Such a good movie.
I haven't seen this movie. But 1956, Alfred Hitchcock, the man who knew too much.
It's a great movie.
James
Classic.
Stewart, Doris Day.
I like you went James Stewart instead of Jimmy Stewart. I like that.
Yeah. Well, it's very
James
professional.
Stewart. See, you know I'm a James man.
Acting,
so.
When he's acting in such a way. But I've always wanted to watch. I've always planned to watch it. I've never watched it.
Yeah, you should go on a Hitchcock run. There's some great Hitchcock movies. Devin, you got a title with man, woman, boy, or girl in it.
Superman.
Superman.
Does that count?
I feel like I have to say it.
Yeah,
it's a big answer. Rhea Hughes.
Is he your close friend?
No, we were talking about it yesterday.
He's married to one of my close friends.
Yeah.
I know him.
They are pals.
Besties.
So she's going to get David Cornstone on the show with us.
There you go.
I'll try my best.
Yeah, no, she said, I promise you I will get. That's what I heard yesterday. I promise. For the premiere, when Superman's coming out, we will get him on the.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable. Thank you
for that, Devin. Great job. Speaking of which, we have a big announcement coming up 1 hour from now. You don't want to miss it. 7:45 today. A big announcement today, maybe related to someone coming on the show. That's coming up at 7:45. Rhea Hughes, give us a title with a man or woman in the title.
An oldie but a goodie. Very campy, but I always enjoyed it. The Last Boy Scout.
Last Boy Scout, great. Hilarious.
Love Damon
movie.
Wayans, Bruce Willis. It's good movie. Involves football.
It does involve football. Yeah, the first play. Oh. I mean, you don't see players pull out a gun on the field that often. It's a rare banger to start that movie. Well, it's one of those movies where you know exactly what the movie is.
Oh,
When the guy's running down the field and whips the gun out, you're like, okay, it's that kind of movie.
It's on.
It is a funny, funny movie. I will go with a movie as a recommendation. If you have not seen this movie, you should now. It is a little dark. But Children of Men, a unbelievable movie. Clive Owen, Julianne Moore, phenomenal, phenomenal movie. Alfonso Cuarón was nominated for Best Picture back in 2006. I know you're a big fan of Children of Men, John. Up your alley.
No.
It's actually a great movie. It's like a dystopian future type.
I think
it's one of the best movies of the 2000s.
Like, is there any chance I would enjoy it?
Yeah, it's a good movie. Like you like a good story. Like,
I do love a good story.
As long as you're okay, it's not like a it's about a dystopian future. So it is not about a happy world.
I don't like that.
Don't watch it. There is hope within the movie. Like it is a movie about hope within a dystopian world.
I understand that. But don't you think zombie and dystopia are sort of synonymous? Like zombies.
No.
Wander through dystopia.
No, this is. There's nothing. This is
zombies are a specific type.
Yes,
of
a dystopian future.
No, this is. There's no magic in this movie. There's no like. There's nothing out of. It's just normal people. This is like a. Oh wow, this could actually happen to the world type movie.
Well, zombies could actually happen to the world.
I'm pretty sure it can't.
Zombies. If there's a, I don't know, some crazy. Out of disease,
bacteria.
Were you
about to say fungus from The Last of Us?
Yes, a fungus or bacterium
that
creates sickness like that. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I'll give you a great zombie. Do you like zombie movies?
I hate zombie movies. Well,
I hate end of the world movies.
All you are killing me right now.
I'm
so
sick
of end of the world content.
Well, I don't watch Last of Us.
I stopped watching it. It's so depressing. I just feel like everything is about that right now.
Dystopia.
And I'm so sick of it.
I don't want dystopia.
Give me a happy show.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I'm good on dystopia. Train to Busan, amazing zombie
movie.
Oh, I've
seen that.
No.
Yeah.
It's one of the most beautiful movies. It's a beautiful movie. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. Again, your chance to win Elvis Costello tickets by giving us a title with man, woman, boy, or girl in it. Plus, your thoughts on the Phils. Where are you at with this Phils team again after another chance to sweep out a bad team? The Phillies couldn't get business done last night. To Devin's point, they are 17-14, but watching them every night.
Second in the division.
Braves are right saying, and they're I believe tied for a playoff spot this morning. So they're there, but are they good enough? Do you think this team is good enough? And are you starting to lose some patience with with Rob Thomson, with the way he just kind of lets these guys have a pass night in, night out? To John's point, Johan Rojas shouldn't play tonight. And I don't know what the solution is, but like bench,
send a message,
send a message, do
message,
something,
and now's your chance. That was the most just hog-headed, boneheaded, whatever you want to call it. You look at the dugout's response. I guarantee the rest of the guys on the team would be, you know, supportive of the idea of making an example of that sort of just selfish play. That is selfish play. The type of play that we can't have around here. When you got guys staring into the distance like Alec Bohm is every time I see him. When you got guys moping around every time. Bryce Harper moping. We need a mindset readjustment. And Rob Thomson, you sit at the helm, man. Like, it needs to start with you. You need to come down harder on these guys. I know that's not the way you roll. But it calls for it.
I agree.
This team is in dire need of
discipline. You
know
what? Just really quick to that point, Richie and Topper, after it was the game that Orion Kerkering came in, the first game of the Nats series, after the game he said, you know, something he's going to talk to Kerkering about. And someone said, would it be tonight? He said, no, tomorrow. The next day I ask him, have you talked to Orion Kerkering? And Thompson says, no, I haven't talked to him yet.
Shocking.
So it's like, when are these conversations happening? When are you holding the players accountable? It's frustrating.
215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phones. Let's talk to our buddy Gary in Whitehall. Gary.
Morning, everybody. How you doing today?
We're mad, Gary.
Yes.
Jimmy is extremely mad.
I'm furious.
it's a fundamentally flawed team. I mean, and Jimmy, you are so right. This, the way they are constructed now, they're not going anywhere. This is just a bad team all around. I mean, what Rojas did last night, and actually the night before. I mean, you're up 7-2, and you're out there stealing bases in the bottom of the eighth. Why? Why? There's no accountability. He doesn't hold anybody accountable. I mean, Topper blew that game last night, especially in that sixth inning. You didn't need to bring the infield in on the first and third.
No.
You could have just played that. You could have played back and went for the double play and gave up the run. And then the bottom of the ninth, and you let Marchand hit with JT sitting on the bench. Are you kidding me?
I mean, there's no fundamentals to your point, and to the point Devin just made, and the point John's been making. Like, there seems to be no overseeing of how these guys go about their business. It's just like, go out and play, figure it out, like, have fun or whatever. I mean, no one's having fun watching it, and they don't look like they're having fun doing it. But it's just like, go out and do it. Like, Devin, I can't believe that he said that he didn't have a conversation with Ryan Kirkring after that. Like,
yeah. And it was so final, the way he said it, like the way he answered me, just, no, I haven't talked to him yet.
Yeah.
And this was in his, you know, pregame availability, which is usually like as the guys are warming up. So there's not really time to talk to a guy after that. So clearly he never had the conversation.
It's crazy. This is crazy to me.
Yeah.
Gary, right. Like, and how can you manage a baseball team this way? How can you win
right.
this way?
And then going forward with the way this roster constructed, I mean, do you trust Dave Dombrowski to bring any the proper pieces to make the put him over the edge? I don't.
Well, he's done nothing here in season that would make you trust him. Like, in the past, Dave Dombrowski has had good trade deadlines. He has obviously been a disaster here. The worst job he's done has been at the trade deadline.
Remember,
right.
Dave Dombrowski, he has had so much success. But, you know, multiple teams steering them, to the promised land. What if he's losing
his fastball? He might be. I mean, that happens. I mean, the game might have passed him by.
And what if Topper, you know, like we know that he was considering hanging it up. A couple years ago, it gets intense.
It's an interesting
in
thought.
Philly. Like, he was.
Does he want to keep dealing with the scrutiny? Is
right. Like, the more intense the scrutiny gets, what if Topper, like, it doesn't feel like he's responding the way I expected. It doesn't feel like he is saying like he's taking the bull by the horns here and saying, you know what, we need to dig down, guys, because I'm seeing things fray at the edges. You know, like, we're kind of – there are habits forming here that I don't like. I got to stay on top of them. Like, it doesn't feel like he's being proactive as a leader.
Gary, you got an answer for us?
I got so many going through my head right now. Well, you know what? Speaking of our fundamentally flawed team, let's go with Boys of Summer.
Boys of Summer.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Good answer from Gary to start off. 215-592-9494. We've got to remember to help Paul with his 75th mother's birthday in Portland. Again, if you have any thoughts on what could be a really fun idea for someone on Mother's Day.
Have you ever been to Portland?
I have been to Portland.
I have not. So,
it's a pretty cool city, you know, like, I mean, but when I think of going to Portland, I think of, like, drinking beer. I don't know if Paul's mother is a beer hound, so to speak. But, you know, that's what I did in Portland. We went to a bunch of breweries, and Emily and I tried a bunch of beers. So, like, I don't know if that specific thing. There's a lot of nature out there that's beautiful. That's something
that you can leave. It's real
crunchy. Yeah, it's very crunchy. Well said.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.